It is the pre-match warm-up. Southampton this Wednesday night. It's Ian Ryan with a panel befitting of a European Cup final. Never mind a League Cup quarter final. It's Rob Gutman, Damian Cavana, and Jake Nolan. We're not expecting a call, but if we do get one, we'll bolt it on at the end. Rob, before we get stuck into the midweek fixture, final reflections on the weekend. A lot of people are talking about 2 points dropped, and I understand why, because we expect to beat Fulham at home. But given the circumstances, it might end up being a big point.
Do you know what? I had the most god-awful row coming out of that ground with my youngest, Rafi. He's 15. He was fucking livid with how it had all turned out. And I'd come out of it. I wasn't happy, but I was sort of...
content.
I was buoyed by the performance. You know, your frustration when the whistle goes is big. You kind of think, give us another few more minutes. We'll have these. We'll win this. There was so much to... get you off the edge of your seat, and enjoy is not the right word, but to feel proud of, I think, in the second half in particular. But it's both things. It is 2 points dropped, but it is a big point saved as well. Also, as much as anything, I think form is very important at any stage of the season. You know, Newcastle, let's put it this way, even though the point at Newcastle on paper is better than the point against Fulham, the points against Fulham felt better than the Newcastle point. And I know we had a good 20, 25, 30 minutes at Newcastle and scored some nice goals. But against Fulham, I just thought our bravery, our the manager's tactical intelligence, the fact that we were able to make light of the being down to 10 men. And I think that's been a hallmark of Liverpool under Klopp. And to see it continue was really heartwarming. Do you know what I mean? I feel we're almost like the only team that doesn't except that we are down to 10 men when we're down to 10 men. When I watch other teams, like even when Arsenal go down to 10 men, or it's happened to City, you think you can tell.